Dentistry is changing. Technology, education, and resources are closer to our fingertips now more than ever. Are you ready to learn what millennial dentists are doing to exceed patient expectations, enjoy dentistry more, and take more vacations? Or how this generation can join up with the previous ones to make for an unstoppable dental team? Well, wait no longer. Here are your hosts of The Millennial Dentist, Dr. Holsinger, Dr. Payray, and Dr. Sully Sullivan.
Welcome back, everybody, to
the Millennial Dentist Podcast.
I am so... The problem is when we only record like every month, I get super stoked to record. Not that I not every week, but like,
I just get stoked listening to myself over these speakers.
It is. It's good, though.
It's nice.
I feel like I'm, you know, it's just good to be back.
It's fun because we're on top of Nashville almost right now. We're on Westin Hotel.
Dude, we've recorded on planes.
We've
recorded in exotic locations.
Hey.
And now we're ordering drinks at the top of the
Westin. Now we're ordering drinks in Westin. If you haven't been
here, give me another one, Daniel?
Definitely need to come. This is going to be an episode where me and Sol is going to go over the few weeks that we've been traveling. Both
catch up.
And catching up. Mostly, I was very excited because of IDS trip that he'd made. Unfortunately, I couldn't go this year, but I definitely would love to go. It's every 2 years.
Every two years.
It won't be next year, but it would be 2021.
Cologne,
so for
Germany.
Anybody that is listening, if you have not put this on your list to do in 2021, it needs to be there.
I mean, to me, having done it now, like it's really fun, but it should definitely be it's really just a good get together, right?
I feel like it's like a city full of dentists.
Oh, it really is. Like when you go to the bars, restaurants, whatever, it's just dentists. Like Cologne is taken over with dentists. So it was fun because I got to meet Brian, SF Dental Nerd.
Yeah.
I got to see Paresh.
Now, Cologne, what kind of city is it in general in Germany? Like,
so,
as far as how close is proximity is it to different places?
So, downtown Cologne is like one train stop or like a 5 minute walk from the IDS. And really, what IDS is it's, for those of that don't know, it's International Dental Symposium every 2 years, like you mentioned. And it's like 10 times the size of like a Chicago Midwinter. Or a Hinman, or it's just insane. And you go there, and what's cool about it, obviously, is a lot of products make their debut. Like this year, the Trios 4 was released.
I saw that,
which was cool to
be
there.
And then the Prime Scan, right?
Prime Scan was like not very old. And then iTero released the 5D scanner. So it was cool to kind of be there on the buzz and just the excitement of new products being released, new stuff going on.
Could you record anything over there as far as the video recording? Were they like allowed or no?
Oh, yeah. You could definitely. Actually, ironically, the only one we couldn't record in because we were doing like, it was fun because we go up with the people and do kind of like we'd done
start
at Hinman
talking,
before and interview people. The only one that wasn't having it was Jurgenson. Ironically.
Ironically,
because we're here.
Because they're so secret, man.
Yeah.
They have these secret sauce and juice and the milling and the screws.
I'm excited about seeing that. So there's a lot of that type stuff. You know, if I had to say, what are the two big takeaways that I saw from IDS? Obviously, one is 3D
for somebody
printing.
That, like, for example, when I got out of school, I had no idea what IDS is. I mean, even up to last year or 2 years ago.
Oh, dude, I didn't either.
I didn't know. But then I keep going to these things and then everybody's like, oh, you're going to be at IDS. And then I keep hearing it. And the next thing you know, I see like 90% of my friends at IDS and I'm
so
missing.
Sure.
I'm like, shoot, this is serious FOMO. So next time I 100% will go.
And it's cool because you get to see not only that, but like.
So it's a whole week, is it?
It's 4 days.
4 days.
And you really need like at least 3 days to go through it because it's so massive that you would miss stuff. Every vendor you've ever could think of. It's insane. But it's a cool experience. I'm glad I went. You could get some sweet deals, dude.
Oh, really?
You get some
like,
sweet
as
deals.
As far as American companies or
because there's like these Korean pavilions, China pavilions, Asia pavilions, like you name it.
Sure.
Where you can get like
a lot of things.
All
for
these like knockoffs or like generic things.
I feel like some of those, honestly, I talked to Jurgenson, I talked to some of these other companies that do these, and I feel like they want to make things very privatized, like because a lot of these companies are Koreans and a lot of I wouldn't say Koreans. That's very, very bad for me to even mention the country.
Hey,
but it is just like they come in and they look at the booth and they're like, oh, what are they doing? And then they just kind of take that idea or that concept. It takes them 3 months to duplicate it and just rebrand it and make it on their own and then make the price. I mean, look at the 3D cone beam. How did it go down from 200,000, 150,000 to now be like 60 grand?
Competition.
So I really like the idea of having the competition because honestly, it shouldn't be that much expensive. No. I mean, it should not be. And I like that because look at Medit, for example. Look, that you could scan for 20 grand.
Yep.
But it used to be so expensive. So,
well, and that was to your point on the Medit thing, that was what was probably my favorite part about being there was getting to go try every scanner. You know, getting to put my hands on every scanner and be like, okay, I like this about this. I don't like this about this. Or like see all the 3D printers.
Sure.
I mean like 50 3D printers. And so even at like midwinter, they don't have all those there. So it was really cool to be able to like, again, put my hands on them, try them, see things I don't like. Because if not, you're a little bit, you're just going to have to see what's out there.
I mean, it's honestly, don't you think, I already have a hard time going to Hinman or Midwinter trying to make sure I meet everybody or see the booth. So when you say that 3 days to go through the thing, I feel like it's almost like a Disneyland for Dennis.
It is.
And you have to have an objective. Like, for example, if you want to get a scanner or a printer and then you want to make that trip just solely for that instead of making it to where I want to buy surgery stuff, I want to buy this. No, just kind of like make it for that and then get the most out of it instead of going to this ocean of all these products.
Right.
Because that's where I usually find myself. Well,
that's like, kind of where we were. It was like, at some point, we were like, shoot, let's just focus on looking at all the scanners.
Yeah. Let's just go drink at the bar and figure out what's going on.
Well, so two things I thought were really cool. One, there's a ton of software coming out for smile design. All these different apps, all this stuff that's going to be getting released where it's like super easy just to do smile design.
Like a 2D version or 3D version? Like a 3D scanning of their face?
Where you could take your phone, scan them, and like do their teeth. There's just a lot of cool stuff coming out in that. And then the other thing, which I thought was cool for us, where there's a lot of really different or a lot of unique companies putting really cool cameras into their lights.
Oh, I saw that.
And so like we have the Huge Dent and whatnot. But yeah, there's some really cool cameras. So that was kind of cool.
I saw for example, ADEC, I thought
they have one
integrated within the light, which is amazing.
And a couple other
companies. Is that where you put your Fluted Dent right now? Do you have it on the light?
Yeah.
But you got to turn the light off, correct?
Well, I got to get better light because my lighting, apparently my bulbs and my fluorescent lighting isn't good lighting.
Okay.
So that could be why my lighting has been shit. But I don't know. So overall, great experience. Really enjoyed it. I think we all should go back.
Oh, absolutely.
Because then, like you said, I mean, like the after parties, I mean, like, Oh, this was the coolest thing. So I met up with Blake with Infinite Compare.
Yeah,
he was in town, and we went to. He got me in the GC party.
Oh, I saw like, GC
like for all of GC's people. It was the most like epic, over the top.
Like, I saw that.
Like champagne, wine, beer, drinks, food, a band,
everything included.
Everything included.
Now, how much is the ticket to go there or to
IDS?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I don't even think it was like maybe like $50 a day.
Oh, wow.
It was not expensive to do that.
So the actual trip doesn't really, I mean, other than the traveling.
We stayed in an Airbnb. That was fine. Other than getting over there is the expensive part.
Right. Just getting, I mean, I think most expensive would be you not being at the office would be that.
Well, that's a good point. That's the most expensive part.
But honestly, I think that's a great thing, especially because they have it 2 years, so you don't have to take off every year to go to Europe. So that's, I can't wait.
You've been insanely busy. What have you been up to?
I've been busy buying things.
Tell me, what are you buying?
I started, after you went to IDS, I felt that FOMO that I was telling you. I'm like, okay, so let me figure out what I need to do. One of the things that I've been contemplating for a while now is that I felt the need in my world that I need lab. I need to have more easier access to lab. Now, granted, I was calculating 99% of the things I do is indirect. Like I don't do chairside stuff. So I am working with lab every single day and I'm spending countless hours on the phone, on the video, on the communication. And I'm like, this should be a lot easier. Now, I'm not saying that there are not other ways, but I started looking around from Midwinter. Before Midwinter, I've heard of how you could do, like, there's a lot of things that you could do. For example, you've been doing it with the CERAC. I mean, gosh, that the number of procedures that you've been able to complete in your office with the patient comfort really being, that's the gratitude, right? Like, that's the point that they get something very quickly and efficiently. But is it going to be done properly was my question.
Sure,
right? Like,
sure.
Can I do this
to the same level,
to the same level as the lab? And going to these meetings and getting involved with some of these respected names in the industry, I realized there are opportunities out there. So I don't want to really spoil people with that, I think, right now. We're telling them what happened, but just kind of stay tuned with what's going to happen at My New Smile, what I'm building. But that's one thing. The other thing is the house. I bought a house finally.
Yeah, what the heck? You bought a house?
I was tired. I was tired of traffic in the morning driving from Nolensville Road to Charlotte. Yeah. And
so where's your
spending
office?
An hour. So my office is
where's
Sylvan
your
Park.
House? Where's your
and
house?
That's where Sylvan Park. Really, that close to Murphy
Heck
Road.
Yeah.
So it is a nice house. It's not my dream house, but I'm kind of moving, changing things a little bit. But I'm going to stay there for a few years. Hopefully, you never know how long. But
you never know.
And
it makes a lot of sense, though, with you.
I just need to be close, man. I could not be driving and just be on Instagram just forever.
Yeah, because you're commuting probably, what, like 30 minutes to work?
It is 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Well, the traffic makes it 45 minutes. It's literally 20 minutes. But as people don't know, Nashville is insane right now with the traffic and the people that are moving. So house has been good. Then I found a lot of opportunities, like just now got off the phone with 401k offering 401k. That's I really want to have somebody, if you know some team or a good company, to kind of come in and we can interview them for podcasts, like how are 401k and profit sharing, some of those things. I think it would be very helpful for, because I honestly didn't know. I just answered yes to everything he was saying, because I'd like to start offering that to my employees, and that's also an added benefit of being able to deduct that from my taxes. So that's been there, and then a few other things. So I'm excited. Other than just signing things and having people responsible, and I'm glad I'm not building a house though, because that is a whole another level.
I
don't even know how you did that. Where you
renovation
working
was nuts.
And then renovating.
And now we're building a screen porch.
Oh, you are?
Literally, the walls went up today. Yeah.
So how do you do that?
On the back, on our back patio.
How
patios?
Big is it going?
It's gonna be like 20 feet by 20 feet.
Wow! So you're making
size.
A whole screen, and then
yeah, it'd be cool. Dude, podcast then, recording out
dude,
there for days.
Can't wait.
It'll be good. I know. Trying an invite. But yeah, so, okay, well, tell me this. How, obviously you've been doing all that. That means the practice is doing well.
The practice is doing well. I got actually another thing I did. As you're speaking, I'm kind of remembering some of the things. So I just got a consultant's Crabtree Group.
Yep. That actually episode, by this time this gets released, that probably will have been released.
Oh, yeah, we haven't put that one out there. Okay,
yet,
cool. So after that one, they can actually get an idea. So what is happening in my office is a lot of good things are happening. However, there's no systems.
Sure. And that's something people ask us all the time is, what are your systems?
Right.
How do you do systems? And we've kind of been, to some degree, I guess, lucky maybe.
I'm so lucky.
We haven't had good systems.
Because I've been, I guess, the type of dentistry that I've been blessed to be doing, the surgery and the process and getting 10 patients, nine of them say no, and then one of them say yes to pay for the bills for the month. So it's been really good and bad. You know, it's like one of those when you're a kid and you become a celebrity and then you just lose life for the world.
That's payment.
That's how I feel. Like, I'm like, man, I don't really never got a chance to learn how to open an office in a proper way. I just open and start cranking. But then this, you know how I get alone and I'm thinking I'm doing everything wrong. And I literally got to a point where I felt like I need help. I need a special help, professional help. And I just kind of got this. So I will be in touch with you and telling you exactly how this is going, all the reports and the things that I need to make and take into place. So yes, in other words, the office is doing well. However, it is not the way I need it to be in terms of making it headache free. So I have a lot of headaches because I'm the one running the show and I have to be there for the show to happen. If I am not there, where I love to be outside doing speaking, doing this and that. And if I am missing work, then that means the whole office is missing work. So it's pretty tough. doing that. And I don't know what is that drink that you making your face look like that. But let's go live.
So, okay, Payman. While they're figuring
we
out
are
get the
going
cocktails.
Live with Sully, a.k.a. the Millennial. Dennis sitting over there. We are actually on top of
the first one was much
Nashville.
Better,
we have Daniel with us. This is Nashville, guys. We're going to go out and probably.
So, Payman, you said something on the phone that was super, I thought, very profound when we were talking earlier on the way over here. And that's that, you know, you the reality like, is you've kind of realized that as awesome as things are going, business is good. The economy is good. People are spending money. If the economy tanks tomorrow, what does that look like?
That looks horrendous for
me. And that's such a big thing for
and
you.
And I told
to
you
get.
That over the phone,
yeah.
Right? Because I was like, man, how are... Like, okay, so looking at my numbers or looking at your numbers, for example, just because you're doing a ton of these stuff right now, I'm looking at your cases like one after the other is all these full mouth and implants and the rehab cases where people can now afford it. Now, what happens if for a second that stops or
exactly.
Something happens to where now I'm very happy for you because you have established clients,
sure.
The patient base. However, my patients are all full mouth, and then if that something happens, it's all dentures. Do they come to me for dentures, or do they go somewhere else?
Right.
So immediately going to stop, and that is going to hurt me. So then I have to think up front,
which is so wise. By the
way, I have to think, what can I do to build my general dentist? So I have two general dentists now, one on Monday and Wednesday, one on Tuesdays. I like to offer another day for them to come in. But what they're doing, honestly, I shouldn't say this, but it's not my general dentist that are doing this. It's my great hygienist that I added on to
the
team.
I get that.
She is amazing. She is pushing the envelope to the like to the max to where
she's essentially helping grow the general dentist.
Oh my gosh.
Practice.
I didn't even know how excited because she's so excited to do this and she's seen the return of all these patients coming in and getting full mouth. But she's like, what about these people? And I'm like, those are us. Like normal where we have
yeah.
teeth and we need to get them taken
Fillings,
care of.
Fillings, crowns.
And right.
Know,
so she's like kind of creating that whole flow for me. And it's been amazing. Every patient after patient are telling me, I love your hygienist. And I'm like looking back and I'm like, if I've had the office for 2 years, I've had a hygienist before. And then this is just completely a new
it's
image
a
for me. And that's
yeah.
where it got me even thinking because I almost gave up. I was like, man, maybe just general dentistry is not for me. Let me just kind of focus on this. But then I really enjoyed general dentistry after I went to course and finished course because that's another thing I
oh,
did.
Oh, gosh. We haven't talked about that.
I graduated, actually, guys, from
by the
course.
So
thank
awesome.
You so much.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money and a lot of time, but it's worth every
that's
single penny.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have Dr. Coyce join us at DIA. That's a whole another thing we're going to talk about that I want you to also be involved and be part of it because
dude, I'm there.
I love to get you involved and get you a breakout, get you speak and get you like do podcasts and a lot of those.
Yeah, we'll be podcasting
this year
sure.
is going to be it's going to be amazing. So yeah, you said it best. It's something to think about, right? Like how are you doing with the general patient? Now, what do you think about a specialist at this time?
It's just
don't they think about this too?
You know, I would think so. I mean, and I guess the difference is if you're a specialist, so much of your client base is built off the referral. So instead of like you and I, all these, I mean, you and I are placing more implants than a lot of specialists.
Thank God
are.
To be a general
right, because we're going, but the difference is we're going direct to consumer.
Correct.
Right? All our marketing is to consumers,
correct.
Not towards
referral-based dentists, right?
Exactly. And so I think for them, it dries up a little less just because they still have their referrals. But even then, specialists, I'd love to see statistics on that because I would imagine in a recession that specialists
like
take a significant
what happened?
Hit
right.
compared to general dentists. Now, the hard part is we are fortunate, especially as millennials and in our age group, that really we haven't lived through. I mean, we lived through 08, but like none of us were really affected.
Right. We didn't know
much.
What's going on.
Yeah,
I still don't know.
I mean, we didn't have a lot of money in things, and like, and
right.
so like, we don't. What we know is everything after 08, which is like, you know, so much better. So. It's even a little bit of a false sense of security because what we've experienced is an overwhelmingly good thing.
It's been over. Hey, Will. How are you, sir?
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Get over here.
Why did he give me a seat?
He's probably going to get it. That's just what Ian does. He's a good man.
He's a good man. So you're right. I think about it all the time, and I've been it's in the back of my mind. So where now I'm focusing on the type of dentistry that your dad and your granddad and like sure. established, because sure. that's my goal. I love to have that, because I like to even, maybe not my kids, but maybe my nephew, maybe somebody yeah. that could take over. And if I have a general patient base, God.
Well, and it's passive income too.
And I didn't even know that passive income. Till now, I'm seeing, oh, the numbers looking good in the hygiene department. I actually made some money.
Well, and then you're not, and then you could take a vacation. You can do the other thing is that having a, you know, having another doctor in there allows you to be more correct. Flexible in your ability to travel, whether it's for fun, speaking, whatever it is.
Yeah. And that's the challenge too, also, because you have now, I never experienced ruling and leading a dental team like a dentist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, I don't know how you guys do, you and your dad, but I'm sure the chemistry is great with the way that I come there and see
good things
the time.
And bad things.
Right, you know. But what I'm seeing is like for as a 31-year-old going to a 55, 60-year-old and telling them, I don't like these preps.
Yeah, that's a little awkward.
What kind of conversation is that going to start? Like, what am I going to start with? But the good thing or the beauty of all of this is that they're receptive to change. They're receptive to move and do the things. So, and the beauty of having the 3D scan is having that advantage of seeing their preps.
Yeah.
Having
yeah.
the advantage of your assistants are like, hey, this is going on. I see flowable flowing everywhere. And that's not a good thing. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So there are things that like, I'm
some
like
massive overhangs on these MODs,
right? Or like things that are just like you can't just put flowable and fill the hole. Like that's just I would have done it myself if that was the case. I can't.
Sure, sure.
So, anyways, those are some of the challenges that I go through, and it's a growing pain, right? Like, I'm not really here to complain. I'm blessed and I'm happy and healthy to be doing what I
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
And I really like to encourage other people to do the same thing. If you're wanting to do implants and you're not happy because you keep doing general dentistry, I honestly envy you.
Yeah.
I envy my friends that are having general dentistry patients, because those patients are going to need implants. So don't rush and jump into implants sure. and wanting to do full mouth, because if you build that base, you can always come back to it.
Well, with that's kind of what I've tried to do.
Right.
You know, you I started had to bounce it. Off that.
Correct.
And then now, you know, a lot of my energy is now, and you're really the one that taught me that, I think, more than anybody, was look, at some point, it's like, if you enjoy doing something, you know, establish what you got and maintain it, mm-hmm. but then just do what you want to do.
Because we
the
know,
rest comes.
As a graduate kids, and I'm looking at back and seeing some of the students coming out, they always
By
want
the way,
something.
You haven't even seen my speed of kids. You haven't even met my child yet, have you?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
I got a four-month-old
oh
now.
Oh, my God. I know. It's so bad. You know how sad it is that like, our lives have taken so much out of us to where we can't even come
you haven't
and
even
hang
met
out.
Uncle Payray. Come on.
Have you even... I don't know, man. It's sad. It's just unfortunate.
Tell me about Koyce. That's
so,
obviously, that could be a whole
yeah,
podcast.
I get a lot. And I actually got him to say yes to a podcast.
Heck yes.
This is about 3-4 months ago. So maybe he don't remember, but because this time it was just me trying to get him to come to the DIA.
Yeah.
So he's like, yes. But I really want to get him to the podcast before the DIA, so I can kind of introduce him in a way of like in a podcast world, because he's not a big podcaster.
I don't know if he's been on a podcast, actually.
He has been on one who is Howard Friends on podcast.
Oh,
he said
forever
once,
ago.
That was forever ago, where he had the mustache and so. But I don't think... I love him, man. He is really, truly a legend and inspiration.
I've been vicariously living through your stories, and I've been jealous. I was like, gosh.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed Spear, but I definitely...
I feel like the way that the tribe is, the course, what he has done is really creating that a school of thought of, it's not me. You guys are not coming to me. You're here because we are all together changing the face of dentistry with science. It's truly that is what
That's
it
cool.
is. So
That's
he's
cool.
changing the true dentistry of what he's doing. And he's like, it's funny because I go to the meetings or every course that I go to. 3 months later, I go. It doesn't take a year. It takes 3 months. I go back and he's like, remember I said this, but take a look at the data. what is. So he's exactly contradicting some of the even the stuff,
it
right?
3 months, yeah.
And he's saying, okay, well, I don't use that material. This is what I use. So seeing that from somebody who doesn't really need, I mean, he's got the money. Come on. I mean, we don't, he doesn't need it. But the way that he's presenting it to me as a 30, 40, whatever year old people are there, it is amazing because you can see the energy and the people that are there, and they're all like, can't wait to go back on Monday and start cranking it, because that's what I've been able to do. And that's why I think if the money situation for you is the reason for you not going to COIS or some of the either big names like you already been, I think that's truly misunderstanding. You definitely need to go and come back and implement everything you learned.
What was the, if you had to say the number one of the number one takeaways that you feel like you did kind of take away from that or take back and change in your practice, what do you think it was?
I think when I faced going to the first course with the COIS that week, it changed the way I looked at dentistry then and what I did before. I was truly looking at teeth in a wrong way. Like, I literally was giving up on a lot of good teeth. And a lot of situations where I could have been a help to so many people that I thought all on four, all on six, implants are the solution. So I'm not saying
you almost kind of said, hey, maybe I see more of the problem so I can
see,
fix them
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Versus like trying to just
so that's
like,
what
yeah.
it allowed me to open my eyes in so many ways to where if any patient come to my office right now, I don't have to treatment plan them $20,000, $30,000. I can treatment plan them $2,000 and still get them what they want because that's what they're coming for. But then because of that trust that they came in for that when I gave them what they wanted, now they're able to, now we have this relationship forever. They're not going to go anywhere else.
No,
so
no.
What I learned from it is really came back to, I didn't believe it like everything else. I go to CE, I don't believe anything they say till I come back and I practice it. What happened when I started practicing it, I started treatment planning a lot of restorative dentistry, a lot of restorative.
I noticed that, yeah.
And I saw, oh my God, these people are like loving their smile and it's just changed the, like, so for example, some of the things, just to get clinical for a second, putting overlays, just take an impression with a scan, putting overlays from a lot of patients that were chipping their incisors
in the front.
With veneers, with crowns. And I just, all I do, take a scan of their back teeth. Now, granted, if they're constricted pathway, what's their chewing envelope and
so forth.
But this is as simple as this. Take a scan, send it to the lab, give me four overlays, PMMA. Doesn't have to be any expensive. Four $30, $40 crowns. So say 150 lab for each side, say $300-$400.
Basically for molars.
Build that up. Now the patient has increased VDO and now they're not hitting and they're like, oh my God, you're the first person that ever told me. Everybody's like trying to get these teeth out of my mouth. And that created a patient that is sending me four or five referrals.
Sure.
So just little bitty things like that is what you get. And then it grows your practice in a different way. So I truly believe restorative dentistry, that's what he showed me, you know, like, I'm not saying right now I'm going to go and try to save a bomb
that,
you know, don't get it like mixed up, but it's truly, I think, and I'm sure you're noticing that there's a lot of aggressive dentistry being done with a lot of when a lot of good dentistry could be done.
Or I'd even say a lot of dentistry that's not being done, that's sitting there needing to
correct
be done.
Exactly. Oh my
the flip
God
side, right?
Give me that.
It's like,
that's amazing.
Like, and
exactly.
I I've been saying this a lot lately, is I'm like, look, we were taught two things in middle school to take care of: caries and gum disease, myofunctional, parafunctional, airway erosion, you know, all. We were only taught really how to handle two things, two problems.
I honestly don't even know how to perio or gum disease that you said. I honestly didn't learn that.
Like, yeah, and if you're lucky, you learned that.
It
treat cavities.
The gum disease for me was more of a, oh, I need this to graduate. That's what it was for me. Like, you know, like, oh, how many pockets they have? Did you take the pictures? Do they pockets, like, do I have pseudo pockets now? So for me, I feel like all the learnings I have got out of everything I do has happened after dental school.
Yep.
And that's thanks to so many great leaders and experts in the field of dentistry that I've been able to go and shadow.
And sometimes it's just, it's this, right? Like, it's peer-to-peer conversation.
It is, dude.
It's putting yourself around, and people ask that all the time. I'll be like, and I'm sure you get that. Like, how did you get to where you are at this pace? And I'm like, well, obviously there are significant people in our lives that have made big impacts. But I think the overarching impact that is probably not said enough is just how when you put yourself with other people your age who are hustling and trying to be the best they can be, it just everybody pushes each other, you know. And I think one of the things we've done is we've really surrounded ourselves with friends and colleagues honestly, that are on our level that are just all trying to do the same stuff.
Same thing. It's very much, I feel like our generation, I hope that we are not, is it recording?
Yeah, we're golden.
I feel like our generation have an advantage over the old previous generation because a lot of times for them was, I'm not going to share.
It was competition.
Right. It was such a competition. Now, with all the social media, with everything that is so transparent, if you're not doing a good feeling, you better know that that's going to be in one of your classmates or one. Somebody's going to see it. So not only the fact that the fear of somebody's going to see our work, but also the fact that, hey, if we help each other, just think about it. Everybody's like, oh, how close Soli's office to your practice? I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
And I'm like, who cares? Like, let's think about it.
There's a bajillion
patients. There are so many patients in everywhere you go. If you're a good person and you want to do the good thing for your patient, there are people coming and flying to you from no matter what places in earth. So don't think that, oh, I'm not going to share this. So share it because you're going to be very surprised by so many positives that come to you. I mean, look at how much you're out there putting your, I mean, you're speaking now more and more and more. And that's you taking off from your child that was just born and your wife. And now you're putting that sacrificing and you're giving it out for these people because me and you both, the money is not really that much.
No.
And look at that. And people need to take advantage and see that to see like, oh, wow. Let's do the same thing now. You don't have to speak, but let's just share. Go to study clubs. Go to your local community. Let's get involved with the other dentists and let's crank it up, man. This is good.
No, I love this episode. I get it. I too. I think it's just so on point and needed. I think where we're at in our industry and just that desire to get better. Okay. Let me tell you this. So one thing that and this is probably a little bit of tribute to you too. A lot of times we've been talking a lot about marketing and people always like, how do you get these patients, right? Is that not a common question you get? Like, how do you get these patients?
Oh my God, every day.
It's ridiculous. I'll tell you, I've noticed, it's really been like an epiphany to me. Thank you so much. That over the past, I'd say, I don't know, past couple months, I've really seen that marketing is really shifting. And it used to be that for the most part, when we marketed to patients, it was to market to the family dental patient, the here we are, come bring your family, come to this patient. And that was effective. What I'm seeing now is that effectiveness of that type of marketing, that, hey, I'm a dentist, come see me, isn't very effective. What I'm seeing now is even more effective is the niche style marketing, like where you're marketing for procedures, you know, whether it's missing tooth, cosmetic dentistry, Botox, airway, exactly.
Botox, Juvederm.
Because to me, the big difference is the patients are now educated. The patients are Googling. The patients to some degree know what they want,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
So they're Googling
learning
sleep
what
apnea or dentist, or they're Googling all on four, you know, and so they're
Googling
those things
and they're learning. And one of the things I think also on top of what you said, I think it's also like, have you noticed and I noticed because of I'm active on Facebook and social media now more on Instagram part that see that a lot of these younger dentists getting out and trying to make a name for themselves. So what they start by daily blogs and daily, I guess they call them vlogs.
Vlogs, the videos. Yeah.
And what do? They just share information.
They're selling their brand.
Right. But they don't really necessarily selling it. They are sharing it.
Yes.
Like, right? Because
yes.
They're exactly selling in a subconscious mind. But in the conscious mind, they're like, wow, this is actually good stuff. Like charcoal is not good. Or this thing is good. Or fluoride puts, like the things that, the marketing, speaking of that new age marketing, is going to be, if you do not educate your patient, they're going to get educated by somebody else. And guess who they're going to go to? Right. So instead of trying to say, oh, come to me, I'm the best, I'm that many number of this, I'm not many, no. That's maybe works for maybe 2%, maybe 3%. But majority of population now are looking into, what are you going to give me before I give you my money? Right? Like, what are you going to give me? They're more like, you have to be a giver than a taker.
Exactly. And so if I'm a new dentist, you know, listening to this podcast, or I'm trying to figure out how am I going to grow my practice, the first thing I'm doing is you have to build you and your personality.
Oh my God,
and whatever
yes.
it is. And so maybe you're not outgoing, maybe you're not, but like you need
how
to share you.
How do they do that? Because you just brought a good point. A lot of dentists are not as outgoing because they are kind of shy. And
yeah.
I was shy.
Yeah.
I'm still shy to be in front of the camera.
Yeah, sure. Oh, gosh.
And,
yeah.
And what do you
natural.
Suggest to that? Because you're out of all the people in my class and the class below me, nobody comes close to be how comfortable you are
well,
in front of the camera.
That's because I like being in front of the camera.
Yeah, so but like nobody, what is your secret to tell some of these people to just start shooting yourself on video?
Look, my what I tell people is, look, you got nothing to lose. You know, you be you. Let the world adjust to you. You know, there are people that are going to love me, and there are people that are going to hate me. You know, I want to do business and be around people who want to be around people like me. You know, my style is laid back, fun.
Well, you are, yeah.
Chill. Like that's
right.
just how I am,
yeah.
right? So, like that's the type of environment you're going to get if you want a super clinical, fancy white glove,
with tie,
super professional.
And, right.
Like that's not what you're
going
to get.
Yeah.
And so, like, to me, the beauty of being on camera and the beauty of your teller story is just tell you.
You.
Because whatever it is, there are people out there that are like you who will buy from you and be around you because they like you. And people can read through what's not you. And so you have a benefit of being whatever you is because you are the only person. So my thing is to them is you just have to do it. It's cheaper than spending all this money on trying to build a brand of yours that's not you. And then,
because I feel like sometimes that is part of the problem where they want to be the aesthetic dentist. They want to be the next like celebrity Beverly Hills. They want to be, and not they, but they, I mean, like they have so many other good criteria about them, but they don't think that's attractive. So that's one of the problems where I see sometimes I get a lot of DMs and messages from some dentists and they're like, should I post this? Or should I do like they're scared to even post? I'm like, dude, be comfortable. Now, if you're posting it from your website or posting it, maybe some of that stuff you might need to recheck and see if that's really necessary. But other than that, don't be shy and scared to share your cases. Now, one thing I would say, share it with your close friends first, because that's the way that you can get honest feedback, right? Like you can get a good opinion. Somebody brutally tell you, no, bro, that is like so messed up. Don't even post it. Or you're going to get like, for example, some of the cases I see, and I'm very honest because I do, when I get these pictures, like some people ask me like, is this a good photo to post for my next post? And I'm like, bro, that looks better than 80% of the pictures that I like, please do post it. But they're so doubting themselves. I'm like, don't just
Josh,
go out there
I
and get
it. Post
so,
it, man. Well, and you know, and to your point, both of us have separate accounts for our practices and our personal.
Yeah.
So I think that's
a good thing. I think that's honestly a good thing.
Look, I mean, what doctors want to see one thing, patients want to see another.
But some of the doctors don't want to post their cases, so you don't have to.
No,
so
like,
share
yeah.
your personality. Share your team's personality. That's one thing I learned.
Oh, that's a great point.
I feel like
great
my
point.
Team, I'm actually making it mandatory now to where everybody...
This
like
is
funny
because
like
an interview
marketing
or like a
yeah,
that's a
you
got to
come in and share what's because if you're working in this social practice because my office and your office are very social,
especially when you want to build like for building your general practice,
right?
That is
you have
huge.
To have that yes,
huge. Like if you're marketing for a niche, high end cosmetic implants, certain niches, it's not as big of a deal. But when you're trying to build just a good quality foundational practice, you've got to have that. You've got to have your team on there because, look, people will buy your team more than they'll buy you half the time.
Yes. As we're talking with a millennial dentist on top of the Nashville West End Hotel. But, yes, you're right.
Anywho, so much to catch up on. Such good stuff.
Such a good stuff, though. I like it. I think we need to go kind of slow. We don't need to go too crazy because we just missed it. But let's do it. Let's do next week. We do who? Let's get a good. I honestly think the best ones. Are you still recording? Oh, okay. I think the ones that we could do, I like to get.
Well, are you as the listener? You tell us.
Yes.
Look, we really do listen.
We listen
to your feedback.
I love it.
When you tell us that you like something or don't like something or you need to hear something, send it. We would much rather, look, half the time it's us sitting around here drinking and hanging out and talking, which is fine. We will keep doing that. But we would love to discuss what are your pain points. So reach out to us.
Tell us if anything you need help with in terms of marketing, photography, cases, pictures.
Yeah, whatever.
You want to speak, you want to be there and here. I mean, me and Soli, we're both totally.
You want to be a part of our tribe?
What do you, tell us a little bit about your courses coming up. Like, what are you planning on in the next few weeks?
Well, that's a great question. We're doing a bunch of sleep stuff. In Raleigh, I leave Thursday night, tomorrow night, and headed there. I've got one now about once a month. So if you want to get into sleep in a digital approach, it doesn't necessarily have to be CEREC, but you're interested in dealing with sleep apnea in a digital way, it's a great course. And
that's badass.
And so it's fun. You know,
sleep, airway in a digital route.
Exactly. Everything digitally.
Because the sleep has been such a
very analog thing. And it's very
such a question mark
topic
for everybody. Yeah. But if you're doing it in a digital route, I mean, that's
cool.
Like playing like Fortnite or something.
It is exactly like Fortnite. But yeah, and you know, we're going to start up another mastermind probably at some point.
Cool. How is that going? Tell us.
Mastermind has been so fun.
I love it because I see some of my classmates in there and I'm like, man,
you know,
Will Jones and Andy.
We started this thing and it's just been fun. I mean, it's just like this. The goal of it really was not to instruct or teach, really just to put people together who want to succeed and grow and let the magic happen. You know, and that's all it is. I mean, you put people who are all gung-ho for the same thing in a room, they figure it out. So that's been really cool. So hoping to do another one of those. It's been a fun couple months. I'm trying to balance. That's the big word of the
year. I mean,
that's
the hard part, right?
With the kid, with the practice.
Because that is, to me, I don't even know how you begin to have.
Oh, Caroline's killing me.
Like, how? I'm like,
I'm taking off a bunch of work. I'm trying to cut back at the office. But
so you work right now 7 or 8 to what time?
Well, 7:30 to 4:30, but I'm only working like 3 days a week.
Okay, well, good, because that's my dream.
I know.
That's my dream.
I love it, man. 30 years old, like, let's just freaking do it live.
No, that's really the dream.
Hey, build the practice your dreams. I mean, every day I'm kind of like, you know what? Why? Like, that's an episode for a whole other time. But my big just thing right now too is, do what you freaking want to do. Build the practice that you want to do. And don't let people tell you you have to do it one way, you have to do it the other way. Like, life is too short, man. Do what you want.
Another thing,
it all works out.
Another thing I think you have a great potential in the future to be doing is really doing a lot of motivational talking.
Oh my gosh, I would love to do that, dude.
So that's something I would love to just see you on stage, because I think that would help so many folks out there. And I just want to kind of prep you, because that's going to happen. I want you to do that, and I'm kind of hold you to that, because
I need someone to push me in that. Actually,
I think honestly that would be, we need somebody at a young age as a dentist to be pushing people to that limit, and nobody can do it better than you on a stage with amount of confidence and how comfortable you can do it, because you're actually doing it. I mean, gosh, how many 30-year-olds are doing 3 days a week and doing killing it, everything they do? So I think you need to give back,
dude,
and that you need to share that with other folks. So looking forward to that. I'd love to see that journey of you starting and doing that in a global way, not just to do dentistry and airway. I think you can definitely, if anybody could do it at this age, at the young, and doing it in this level, it would be you. So props to you. Props to having you balancing, and looking forward to hear more.
It'll be good. It'll be good. Hey, for those listening, if you like the podcast, go like us. 5-star review on iTunes. We're terrible about asking for things.
We are so bad. And that's
so
what
I'm trying to get better about this.
I know, man.
And you're an avid listener,
please,
do us a favor. Go give us the dadgum 5 stars.
I will give a shout out to you on Instagram.
I mean, we have been so bad about
any good review. I'll give a shout out.
Please,
everything. Just go in and write a good review.
We need the reviews.
You know what we need? We need those apps that we automatically generate after they listen. They're like, hey, if you liked your experience at this,
yes.
Well, that's my new goal. It's like we have to start asking people for reviews.
Ever since I've done the Weave, I'm getting more reviews than I used to pay another company that do just that's reviews.
Good. That's good. And let's talk about DIA. Make sure people go check that
out. We're gonna have more episodes. I'm sure they're gonna have.
Insane.
Yeah, speakers list good. I like. All we're now trying to do is make it like Fire Festival. We literally make sure that hey. Pico's is coming. Coyce is coming. So that's exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait till December.
This will be fun. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Fun episode. We will be back for more. I'm super excited about where the podcast is at right now, where it's going. So, like I said, if you've got thoughts or concerns or questions, please reach out. Like us. Follow us on Instagram.
And send us a message and ask us.
Millennialist. And please, 5-star review on iTunes. We will talk soon. Everybody, work smarter, not harder.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.